أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. As we read in the previous ayat, the beginning of this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala says we must give the proper evidence at all times. In order for justice to be established, evidence is required. And evidence, whenever required, as required, it must be given. So further Allah makes it more clear that how this evidence must be given. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. اور کسی قوم کی دشمنی کے باعث انصاف کو ہرگز نہ چھوڑو. Because you got a dislike for any people, enmity for any person, any community, then because of that, don't give evidence against them. In other words, the basis of the evidence is not you liking a people or disliking a people, but what the truth is, speak the truth and give evidence according to that. Not only to speak the truth, but stand up for the truth. Even when not called, you know what is the truth, what is the reality, then stand up for it, don't keep away from it. So because of the friendship of any person, don't give evidence in his favor. And because of the enmity of any person, don't give any evidence against that person. It is not according to friendship and enmity, but according to the fact of the matter, the reality. According to that, evidence must be given. To understand this, a very interesting incident that took place when the British were ruling India, that there was a piece of ground somewhere that the Hindus claimed that it was their ground and it is for a mandir. The Muslims claimed it is their ground and it is for a masjid. The judge, who was an Englishman, he couldn't come to any decision. And he knew of a certain alim who was very righteous and pious, that if he comes and gives evidence, then according to that I will make the ruling. So the Muslims were very happy that he will definitely give evidence in favor of Islam, that this land belongs to the Muslims and that it is for a masjid. They had no doubt about it. But when he came, he said that to the best of my knowledge, this land belongs to the Hindus and it is earmarked for a mandir. So the Muslims were very, very angry. They wanted to kill him, of course. But on the other hand, the Hindus, when they saw that Islam and the followers of Islam are so truthful and they give evidence according to the reality of the matter, not that because we dislike Hindus and we don't want mandirs, etc., but with the truth, what is the truth, he gave that evidence. They all accepted Islam and they built the masjid. At their expense, they built the masjid. So the requirement from Allah Ta'ala is that give always evidence and give it as it is required, the correct evidence, what the truth of the matter is. Don't let your friendship or hatred of a person control you and motivate you to give evidence according to that. But it must be according to the truth of the matter. Adilu, adil karo, in all matters maintain justice. And for justice to be maintained, evidence has to be given. Those who know what is the reality of matters, they must give the evidence according to that. Huwa aqrabu littaqwa. Yehi baat ziyada nasdeek hai taqwa se. This word vizij will take you towards piety, towards the obedience and the favors of Allah, is that you always maintain justice in all matters. Even if it is in another ayat it comes, even if it is against your own self, but what the truth of the matter is, as there, speak that, don't hide that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَرْدَرْتِ رَهُوَ Allah سَيْ. And keep on obeying the obedience, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and stay away from His disobedience. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. اللہ کو خوب خبر ہے جو تم کرتے ہو. And remember that Allah knows perfectly well all what you are doing. And according to that, Allah Ta'ala will treat you, and all your matters are not in your own hands, not in the hands of the people or environment or circumstances, but all your matters are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So please, Allah, achieve, work towards piety, and Allah will make everything go in your favor. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.